Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time to introduce our guest. You've been waiting all morning for Vincent Jenna, who is a world-renowned triple power psychic. And he joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Raleigh, North Carolina, originally from New York. Vincent, good morning. Welcome to the world's first commercial radio station.
Well, good morning. It's wonderful to be here. I love hearing that I'm on the first of something.
Yeah, Vincent, I'm so excited you're here. I am very much a wooey-wooey person, all about energy and spirituality, and I just am so excited to hear what you have to say.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm excited to figure out what I'm going to be saying. So
wait, don't always... you know already?
Yes.
No,
we're coming to you for the answers.
It's always new to me, too, when it comes in.
Well, let's start with something that some people have an issue with, and that is Friday the 13th or tristadecaphobia, fear of the number 13, and that kind of thing. And Courtney said she's a young mom. She doesn't have time for that
time.
Kind of stuff.
No, I just don't.
What do you tell people who are somehow superstitious?
Get over it.
Yes, you're my kind of person. I love you. Get over it.
Go get a coffee. Okay. Let me tell you where that came from to start with. We are such a superstitious type of species here on Earth, right? From the very beginning, if there was fire, rain, lightning, storms, it was the gods that were fighting us rather than, ooh, I wonder what that is. And so we take something that can be even so positive and turn it into a negative. The number 13 is actually the highest spiritually vibrational number in numerology. And for a couple of reasons. First, it contains a one. One always represents the God source. Believe it or not, most of numerology and these superstitions come from religious dogma, okay? So just so that you understand that that's where it's all happening from. So one represents the God force, three represents the triune. So those are two good numbers. So put them together, they're fine. Then the number 13 you will see throughout the Old Testament. In the beginning, there was the 12 tribes or the 12 sons of Jacob. So Jacob and his 12 sons, 13. 12 apostles and Jesus, 13. And so that 13 number follows through in patterns throughout. Here is where it became bad luck.
All right.
Okay, we're ready.
There were 13 disciples sitting at the Last Supper table, and one of them was the betrayer. So believe it or not, from that point on, they kept people, they would not seat 13 people at a table when they were having dinner. They'd make sure they invited a 14th guest, or they only had 12. But they wouldn't have 13 people sitting at a dinner table anymore because that was bad luck. Also, on a Friday the 13th, The Knight Templars protected the Pope once the Pope came along. And they were all captured and slaughtered, killed on a Friday the 13th. So from that point on, with a couple of other things added to that, it was thought then and turned into an unlucky number. Apparently that's unlucky. I mean, here two, you know, the most important people wound up dying. Jesus and the Knight Templars, oh my gosh.
Well, and I'm a big believer that, you know, you assign the energy and the power to things. You know, like that doesn't dictate, you know, what your energy begets energy, right? And we're all in this universe together, and whatever you give power to, whether it's a positive influence or a negative influence, that's coming from you.
That's exactly right. Oh, you should be teaching this.
Ooh, I could tell you. I could go on. I read these books. I'm into these podcasts.
I know you
like
do.
Energy's
I
a real thing.
Do.
Look at you
you're
two.
Absolutely
yes.
Right.
Bonding.
Once it became, Larry, once it became a superstition and you put negative attention to it, of course you were going to turn it into something bad. For example, it was like one day a guy is walking down the street, and he happens to be watching a black cat walking past him. And because he's watching the black cat walking past him, he walks right into the tree that's on the side of the sidewalk, okay? And so now, ooh, this must be bad luck, having a black cat past you. Of course he's not paying attention.
Well,
to the
yeah,
fact that
he's
he
just
wasn't
not paying attention. That's why he hit the tree.
I do
exactly.
know this. Vincent, we're with Vincent Jenna, by the way, who's a world-renowned, not only a psychic, but you do psychotherapy. You're a psychotherapist. Licensed
yes.
to do so. And isn't it interesting how other people try to offload their negative energy onto everyone else?
Well, absolutely.
Oh, my God,
right?
Larry.
Ugh.
That is what causes, you have to understand the process of that. I actually do a workshop called Stop Stopping Yourself and Become Unstoppable, and God, it's not working, and people can actually get that on my website. But it's all about the psychological anomalies that go along with that, with what you just said. The reason why we try to offload our negativity onto somebody else is because it becomes a defense mechanism. Our first self-maladaptive belief started from when we were young, and we developed these ideas like, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I'm not beautiful, I'm not smart enough, I'm not deserving, whatever. Now, the mind and the human brain, one of its highest functions is to protect us. The highest function is to keep us alive. The second highest function is to protect us in order to keep us alive. Well, it protects us against emotional pains. So to be walking around with a conscious understanding of I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, that's too painful. So what we do is we create a new set of beliefs to shield us from those set of beliefs. And those new set of beliefs are, oh, it's not that I'm unlucky, it's that you're causing me bad luck, or that you're the one that's keeping me from growing in my job and advancing, or you're the one that's keeping me from feeling love because you're a jerk. You know, that's what we do automatically. So, of course, we're going to unload our negative energy, and that's we do consciously as well as unconsciously. And all of that happens, and then other people pick it up from you because of that.
Well, how do we find stop stopping yourself?
You have to change your vibration. Oh, you mean
you
where do we find it online? Oh, look at me answering Larry's questions in the wrong way. I'm sorry, Vincent.
No.
We need you to promote your website. Go ahead.
Yes,
promote your website.
Well, it's vincentgenna.com. That's G-E-N-N-A. But to answer your question, Larry, in order to change it, and Courtney, you're right.
Yeah,
you have to change your vibration.
Yes.
But the way you change your vibration is by changing your beliefs.
Absolutely. And how you behave and the energy
yes.
you give to other people
well,
and put out.
We gotta
Maybe
have
we
you
could
back.
Do a podcast,
We
got to
have Vincent back. Vincent.
I would love to come back, guys.
Thank you. Oh my gosh,
you guys are such super energies to start with. You put out good things there, so just want you to know that.
Thank you.
A good vibe.
Good
Vincent,
vibes.
Jenna, stop stopping yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.